From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lappin. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is back on the job while he's out on bail. Blagojevich is at his office in Chicago a day after his arrest on federal corruption charges. Prosecutors say Blagojevich was trying to sell President-elect Barack Obama's now vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. The President-elect says it's time for Blagojevich to go. And there may be a vote as early as this afternoon, actually, on a government bailout for the Detroit automakers. They could receive emergency loans next week if all sides agree on conditions. The federal government plans to appoint someone now to supervise just how the automakers restructure their businesses. Another side effect, of the slumping economy, Kodak is freezing management salaries and will stop matching employees' 401k contributions in a process to freeze executive pay for the 2009 year. This comes after several years of downsizing as Kodak adjusted its focus from the 35mm film over to digital. Yesterday, Kodak's stock was down 67%. Convicted murderer Brian Nichols may find out today if he receives the death sentence or not. A second day of deliberations on his sentence continues in Atlanta. Nichols, of course, was found guilty last month in a March 2005 killing spree that started at a downtown Atlanta courthouse. Nichols confessed to the four murders but claimed he was legally insane. The prosecutor in the case is calling for the death sentence, saying that Nichols is extremely, extremely dangerous. The United Nations has now updated the death toll in Zimbabwe. It says that nearly 800 people have died and more than 15,000 have been infected in a recent cholera outbreak in the country. In all, the UN estimates that the number of cholera cases is nearly 16,000 since just August. This year's Nobel Peace Prize was given away in Norway this morning. It went to former Finnish President Marte Ahtisaari. Now, he helped negotiate the peace deal between Indonesia and the anti-government rebels, among other things. Ahtisaari is calling on President-elect Barack Obama to give high priority to the Middle East conflict in the first year in office. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone.